So these are very serious matters. But I want to conclude my formal remarks before I open the floor to questions with another dimension of this idea. You know, put away the svara now, because otherwise I won't finish. And that is, Moray Rabosai, something called the Internet. The Internet, from this perspective, and I know that there are many good things, and many shiurim on the Internet. I'm making my shiurim on the Internet. Maybe even this shiurim on the Internet. Maybe it should end up on the Internet. But there are many bad things on the Internet. Rabosai, the two most frequently used sites, I don't know how to use the Internet, but those who do, and research will tell me, the two most frequent uses of the Internet are gambling and pornography. Rahman al-Islam. What? All the Torah, and all the Chachma, and all the business, and the shopping, and it's used trillions of times for those things, and more for gambling and Rahman al-Islam for pornography. Wow, that's crazy. You don't believe it? Look on the Internet, you find out. They give you the statistics. Svas mitzvah sasuya. Now, I don't want to fool you with the thinking that the Yetzirah was born yesterday when the Internet was created. I also went, as I told you before, to Yeshiva, and feel like Yetzirah is then the same as they have now. Nothing much has changed in the Yetzirah itself. But as one of my contemporaries was saying, you know, we had the Yetzirahs, but if you wanted to see pornography then, you had to go into some kind of a yucky place and take out money out of your pocket, and people are looking, and you'll buy some kind of, I don't know, magazine, I don't know what they were to buy. Mias. A. And B, maybe someone may see you. Ay, ay, ay. So most people, unless they're hardcore guys, they didn't do it. Maybe they really, you know, when someone on the subway next to them, they look over their shoulder, maybe, you know, look, maybe they pass by at a candy store to get a peek at those things you shouldn't be looking at. But actually take out a dollar bill and buy that stick schmutz. Someone's looking behind you, you never know who's looking. Ayin Raya. So people didn't do it. Today, not only is it at the press of a button, you can press a button and you don't even have to press a button. They think it's called pop-ups. Yes, how do I know about pop-ups? When I grew up, pop-ups, we play baseball, you hit it to the second baseman, like up in the air, and it was called a pop-up. They still call it that? I don't know. But there's another pop-up. Oi, oi, oi. The first pop-up is kosher. The second pop-up is treif mamish. They put things in your eyes. Vulgar, vulgar. Once, I remember my daughter was writing some kind of a paper when she was still in high school. And I'm helping her out. She puts it on the screen, something about history. All of a sudden I say, what is this? Oh, wow, but that's a pop-up. A pop-up is baseball, you know. Vulgar, disgusting. So they are filters. And then things, the pop-ups just go around the filters. It's like spy versus spy. Who has the last laugh? You know, the filter has the last laugh, or the pop-up has the last laugh. And then I can't even get involved. It's so complicated. Very serious problem. And I speak not merely from theory. No. On more than one occasion, I was contacted by married women, married to Talmidim of our yeshiva, alumni, complaining that their husbands are looking at the internet at things they shouldn't be seeing. How'd they find out? They caught it red-handed. One of them, I'm embarrassed to say, his first name is Rabbi. He serves in an educational capacity. You think he's immune to the Yetzirah? What are you, joking? So he came to my house, and he's crying to me when his wife wants to throw him out. Rebbe, I made a mistake, I have hard days, and, you know, and my position is very difficult, and I would be downstairs late at night in the basement, and you know, these things would come up, I just tried to my ear, so I could just press the button. She wants to throw him out. You know, women can't understand. They can't understand this particular Yetzirah. Yetzirah is lost, they can understand that very well, because they have Yetzirah for relations too. But to look at naked women, they don't want to look at naked men. It's a different kind of Yetzirah. I'm sure they're flukes who want to look at naked men too. But believe me, I haven't done the studies, but my guess is to go on studies in modern sociology, you'll see that the amount of men viewing pornography is much higher than the amount of women. That's what I was told anyway. They don't understand, it's a crazy husband of mine. I don't satisfy him, I'm not beautiful, whatever complaints that they... What is he looking? The Terence is none of the above. It's just the idle curiosity. For those of Surah Chaynech, if your eyes stray, that's what we call about Shmira Sinai, you gotta watch your eyes. Watch, you gotta watch them, because otherwise they just go. You don't even think about it. This goes. You know? It's a very serious matter. There were certain billboards, Rahman al-Islam, on the road, they had to take them off. You know why? Not because of the Mesilas Yesharim. Because the men were driving off the road. That's Sakonas of Oshis. See, I've a Gilead arise and Shmira's done. Not a joke. And while we're on the topic of Shmira Zaman, I received information last night that this week in the Jerusalem Post, you can look it up. There's a copy here. Rabbi Korn will have a copy if you want to see it. Of two terrible stories, internet or Facebook, I'm not sure the difference exactly, related. One, Gili Arias, on a repeated basis, Rachman al-Itzlan, and one, Shvich Azam. Happened to have been suicide in this case, but it's been known even homicide. It's dangerous, Rabbi Osa. It's a dangerous piece of equipment. I gave a psak some years ago, and I reiterated here today. Just as you all know, or should know, Judaism 101, there's an issue called Yichud. Everyone knows what issue Yichud means? If you don't know, you better learn it right now. A man and a woman are not permitted to be secluded in any area where it's unlikely that someone else is going to walk in. And the Rambam writes, this is the greatest cause of immorality. Obviously, if the people are secluded, there's no one there, and the Yetzirah are strong, the hormones are raging, could lead to znutz, chas v'shalom. It's an issue of yichud, a man and a woman. I'm hereby banging on the table, I'm creating a new issue right here in front of you. It's an issue of yichud with the internet. Do not use the internet unless someone can walk in the middle. Internet's behind locked doors, in my opinion, is an Issa Gomer. You can't trust yourself. Al Tamin Biatzim, when we learn the Mishnah in Ovis. Don't trust yourself. Too many stories. So if the internet is in the public room, and there's someone else in the house, so then, you know, I was afraid. Like, we used to be afraid to buy a magazine, someone's looking. So you're afraid someone's going to look in the middle, someone's going to walk in the middle. So mind the case that I'm describing, they thought no one's going to catch me. I'm in the basement at night. My wife is sleeping. The famous last words. She always shows up at the worst times. Maybe the best times, that's what I want to call it. But you don't have a wife. Who's going to show up? Aside from the Issa Yichud, one should filter as much as possible. Although I'm told that the filters are not foolproof, then it doesn't matter. Every little bit counts. And ideally, everyone should join a group called Aravim or something like that along those lines, which somebody literally is watching what you're doing on the internet. Whatever you press, I don't know how it works exactly, it's like a remote camera. Whatever you press, someone is looking. Who? Whoever you designate in advance. If you're married, designate your wife. Yes, absolutely. You don't want to be caught by her. If you're not married, I'm not sure if any of the rebbeim are willing to be the people to check, to monitor these things. This summer, Rabbi Bina hired a mashgiach somewhere to do that. Knowing him, probably maybe he's doing it himself. If not, I wouldn't put it past him. But you have to have somebody looking over your shoulder. We're all bosom and dumb. We all have weaknesses. I'm not speaking down to you. I'm speaking up to you. As B'nai Torah, who are normal, healthy males. This is a story of Eliel Lapian. Rabbi Eliel Lapian once had a shmooze years ago. And he was railing against mixed swimming. Not today, but today. That's not now the kudos of Bechira in the yeshiva world. Then they go to they didn't have any separate swimming. They go to the swimming in Haifa and Tel Aviv. Just, you know, to get in the summertime. So one bacha went over to Rabbi Eliel Lapian after the shmooze and said, Rebbe, I don't understand you. I go to the beach with my family. And there were women in the bay. I don't feel anything. Quick! Fetch a doctor! This boy is sick! That's what Lapian said. I'm talking to you as people who are not sick, who are healthy. But Hashem healthy! Because Baruch created us this way. He created us this way, otherwise the world couldn't go on. The Gemara has a Masechta Sanhedrin. That the Anshei Knesset Gdol eliminated the Yetzer of Arayis for a brief period of time. You couldn't find a fresh egg for 3 days in Eretz Yisrael. So we had to get it back. We got it back with certain emendations. Certain Arayis, apparently they more or less killed the Yetzer, but for Eishes Ish and for Nida and for Goya, it's in full bloom. And it has to be. As Hashem created the world, it has to be. But we have to control it. That's why there's so many siyogim that Chazal put, and that they didn't do Araisa, concerning this very serious Aveira. People sometimes make fun of some of the chumras we have in this area, the separations. You know, you go to this place, there's a men's entrance and there's a women's entrance. And, come on. Never make fun. You may not have to keep it where you come from. Never make fun. Because whatever, as careful as you are, you're never careful enough. This week's parsha. Oz Yoshe Moshe B'nai Yisrael. And then it says afterwards, what? Vatikach Miriam. Vatetzenekol Anoshem Achareya. Shiul Hashem Ki Gogo. The same refrain. Hey, come on. Do it together. What kind of frumkeit is this? It's in the Torah HaKadosh, this week's parsha. Because the Torah HaKadosh, written by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Be'atzmo, knows full well, the strength of this Yetzer. And the Rambam, and this will end my remarks, and I'll open the floor to questions. The Rambam says, that same Rambam, where he prohibits Yichud, at the very end of Hilchos Yisrobiya, says, yeah, but how do you avoid Yichud in the first place? Only by involving yourself in Torah. There's no other way. Perhaps Shar Chochmah, so looking at the Rambam, it's a little bit unclear. You have a Rambam, Sefer Kedusha? Let's read you the Lashon of the Rambam. Every word counts. Thank you. The last Rambam of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah. Perek Chav Beis. Halacha Chav Aleph. Read around and take the whole thing. You know, this Rachim in Aschok too much levity, frivolity can lead to sin. Umina shichrus, from intoxication. Rabosai, I'm paskening intoxication is prohibited. Again, gili arayas at shlichas damim. Don't drink and drive. Chalila can get killed. And don't drink, period, because you can sink. Sink spiritually. It can lead you to arayas. It's a befurish Rambam. I know of cases, literally, like I got called them about these shilas. People took a drink and ended up in gili arayas mamash. Eshishish, the most common in the world. Umidivrei agovim. Agovim means activities, words, which are erotic, best translation. Shelu gormen gedolim em malo shel arayis. Abizrayim agili arayis. Finally, he says, Yifana atmo machshavto ledivrei Torah. Spend your time, open your mind to Torah. Yes, maybe some people are going to not be in yeshiva their whole lives. Maybe people are going to even go back to study in some secular place. I'm willing to concede that. A person whose mind is so completely filled not only with Torah, with mathematics, with physics, with organic chemistry, that's also good. Keeps you busy. She'ein machsheves arayas miskaveres ela b'leiv panui min ha'chochma. Your mind is empty. There's no chochma there. There's no Torah there. So arayas creeps in. This is the famous Chazal, as the Mefarshim explain it. Va'boreik ein bo mayim. Mayim ein bo. Nechoshim va'akrabim yesh bo. The Gemara on Shabbos. So Mefarshim must explain. Ein mayim on the Torah. Chochma. If there's no nature, it pours a vacuum. If your mind is not filled with Torah and Chochma, Rachman al Islam, the snakes and scorpions of the Eitzara creep in. This is my message to you, my dear Talmidim. It's a message which I've been asked to impart. I consider it a privilege to be able to give this shiur, this shmooz. Because if one person in this room, one, will close his eyes once when they should be closed, will stay away from some of the prohibited activities, and will be careful with the internet, it'll be my greatest schar. My hope is that the entire Olam, a huge Olam here in the yeshiva, everybody will make a Kabbalah, even a small Kabbalah, to improve, to become better in this area of life. It's my bracha that if we will, in fact, be careful in these sensitive areas, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us, will give us tremendous bracha, both in our learning, in all of our pursuits in life. Mit Hashem, one day, all the Talmidim HaYakarim will be privileged to find a true Eish Yischayil, to reach a level of Kedusha, as the name Kedushin implies. We'll be able to build wonderful homes in Klal Yisrael, and ultimately, bring us the Gula Shlema B'mehera B'Yomeinu Amen. I'll take questions from the floor. I don't want to say it, but I'll start from the back. In my view, there should be really three things. Three. You need shmira, gabe shmira, gabe shmira. One, should be a filter as much as possible. Two, should be some kind of arrangement where someone's looking, big brother watching you. And three, you still shouldn't be in the room when no one's going to come in because, you know, you're going to get around the filter and they'll do something, who knows what. That's my opinion.